In every country, people deal with some topics which are hard to publish about. In America, there are always options to publish about religion, says Ken Paulson.
This is Ken Paulson. I am the director of the Free Speech Center at Middle Tennessee State University, and I have been a longtime journalist. I have been the editor-in-chief of USA Today, the largest paper in the U.S. at the time, and a wide range of metropolitan newspapers. The dynamic of freedom of speech versus freedom of religion is really not a dramatic one in the U.S. You know, we have the 45 words of the First Amendment to the Constitution, and it includes a promise of freedom of speech and freedom of religion. And there's not a lot of heat on America's news media to report about religion one way or the other. Of course, we are a nation, a diverse nation, and there are strong opinions about religion. That's obviously not surprising that many people believe their religion is the right one, but are generally tolerant of the others. And it would be very rare for a news organization to worry at all about reporting on religion in the U.S. There are always options to publish about religion, and it is not a major problem to publish freely on religion. We haven't had those kinds of Charlie Hebdo controversies. What I can probably only contribute to is a sense that every journalist, whether protected by a press-friendly constitution or not, has an obligation to his or her readers to publish a newspaper that is, or to write stories that are thought-provoking and accurate and informative. But especially in a click-heavy media culture, you want to err on respecting your readers and viewers and not doing things that intentionally inflame them.